News. I'm Bob Agnew. We in Washington. The Senate is expected to grind through a rare weekend session as Republicans race to pass President Trump's big, beautiful package of tax breaks and spending cuts by this 4th of July deadline.
And the question is, you know, again, if assuming we succeed, and again, nothing's a given in this business and everything is hard, especially toward the end, there's a ton of swirl and, you know, like I said, the new stuff coming at us every day. But if we can get it across the floor in the Senate and back over to the House, I guess my hope would be that they could figure out a way to execute on passing it there and get it on the president's desk.
And that is a hope, but they've got a lot of obstacles still to overcome. The Senate convenes at about 2 o'clock Eastern time, and a procedural vote is set for today, and then the debate will get underway. Yael Eckstein with the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews says even as Iran threatened death to Israel in recent years, Israelis were working and praying to keep the peace and protect human life.
Israel was investing billions of dollars of protecting the citizens. And so the IDF has been remarkable. I believe that we're seeing open miracles in this war that we'll be talking about for generations to come.
Yael Eckstein spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network, and she says life is getting back to normal, but some areas were devastated when they were struck by some of those Iranian missiles that got through the Golden Dome defense shield. Former Senator Jim Talent says Iran's plans for regional domination have been demolished, not only by Israeli and U.S. bombing, but also through the weakening of their once powerful proxies.
Hamas has been destroyed. Obviously, Assad is gone. Trump is already working on Syria to turn it into a conservative Sunni state rather than a radical Sunni state.
Former Missouri Senator Jim Talent spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network, and this is SRN News. A new poll asked clergymen about their families.
It comes from Lifeway Research, and it finds that most Protestant clergymen do not believe that their job conflicts with their family life very often. But when it does, 80% of them say they choose family over job. 90% of clergy say their spouse is enthusiastic about being in ministry with them. And about 70% of pastors who answer the poll say their job does not impact their efforts to give time to their spouse and children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pope Leo says there should be no tolerance in the Catholic Church for any type of abuse. Leo made his first public comments about the clergy sex abuse scandal in a written message to a Peruvian journalist who documented an especially egregious case of abuse and financial corruption in a Peruvian-based Catholic movement. In it, the new pope said, quote, "It is urgent to root in the whole church a culture of prevention that does not tolerate any form of abuse." This is SRN News. The Supreme Court ruled that Texas's age verification law for porn websites is constitutional and does not violate the First Amendment.
An issue in the Texas case is whether online pornographers should be required to verify that a visitor to their website is 18 before letting him in. Texas argues that the law is necessary because smartphones have made access to online porn, including hardcore obscene material, almost instantaneous. Studies have shown that children in the U.S. are now seeing pornography as young as 10 years old. More than a dozen states have enacted verification laws like the one in Texas. The pornographers argue that their First Amendment rights are being violated. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Police have detained six Americans in South Korea. They allegedly tried to use the tide waters to send some 1,600 bottles toward North Korean shores. They were detained on allegations violating safety laws. Those bottles were filled with things like rice, U.S. dollar bills, and Bibles. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.